Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on today's program, so you can start dialing 888-302-3684. That's our number. And we'll be taking your phone calls during this hour, and perhaps you may be fortunate enough to hear us for 2 full hours. The situation varies across the country depending on where you're listening from. But no matter where you're listening from, you can go to drhoffman.com, and you can get the program in its entirety. You can listen live. Just click on the listen link. And you'll find a link so that you can listen live to both hours of Intelligent Medicine. Or perhaps you're busy, you're doing something, maybe you're in your car and you're going to stop and do a little shopping and you feel you missed an important segment of Intelligent Medicine. You can go to our website on Monday morning where we post the program in its entirety and we post helpful links to the articles that we talk about. So we want to make the Intelligent Medicine experience a very, very enlightening experience for you, not just some casual listening for a couple hours on a weekend. We've also got podcasts. Those are available via drhoffman.com. Please take advantage of them. And one of the big stories this week, actually it's a story that's been kind of brewing for a while. It's about mammograms. And, you know, one of the hallmarks of the new social contract is our right, especially women's rights, to obtain health care. And you can call us, those of you who are listening live, you can call us 888-302-3684. We'd love to hear your questions. And although we're speaking to a national audience, we got a lot of New York listeners. So here's a Paul Revere alert to health-conscious listeners in New York State. Because to arms, the regulators are coming. They always want to regulate us to death. So they, in the interest of our safety, they're putting all kinds of strictures on what we can do, our personal freedoms. And I think one of our most cherished personal freedoms is our ability to have some kind of self-determination about our health and the style of health care that we like to subscribe to for ourselves and for our families. And New York State, the legislative process in New York State is a shambles. And it's turning out, there's the latest revelation is that the big boss of the New York State legislature has just been indicted. Surprise, surprise. So we join other states that are notorious for corruption, like Illinois, in having one of our legislative leaders indicted, and he may well be convicted of all kinds of malfeasance. There is a health angle to the story because Shelley Silver has a law firm. And he also sits on a panel which appoints appeals court judges. And he also gets huge consultation fees from a law firm called Weitz and Luxembourg. And you may have, that name sounds familiar, right? Okay, well, they advertise on TV for asbestos settlements. And there's this big pot of money available for people who have suffered asbestos-related problems and have developed mesothelioma. And yes, these people should get compensation, but there's a scam element to this because virtually anyone who gets sick and can come up with some kind of trumped up story about how they were exposed to asbestos at one time or another in their lives, they or their heirs get enormous compensations. And Shelley Silver got huge fees and kickbacks from the law firm and had power to appoint judges who sat on cases that involved multi-million dollar settlements. And unfortunately, what happens in these settlements is, yeah, people get some money, but huge attorney's fees. If a person gets like, a few thousand dollars, the the attorneys get millions of dollars because these are class action lawsuits, and that's the way it rolls in the field of law. Anyway, coming back to the threat to your health freedom, there's a legislator in New York named Kenneth LaValle. Who it happens, I looked him up, and it turns out he is the legislator for a place that I don't vote there. I vote in New York City, but I vacation and spend a lot of weekend time out on Long Island, and he is my representative from Long Island, and he is up to something totally misguided. I won't say that there's a corrupt element to this. I'm not sure there's some sort of devious ulterior motive, other than a misguided effort to, quote, protect the public. I mean, that's what legislators do. They want to protect you. And in the guise of protecting you, they enact laws that are often absurd. So there's an alert as part of an organization that I am a board member of, ANH, the Alliance for Natural Health. You can find them at anh-usa.org. And their action alert goes to citizens of New York to write to Kenneth LaValle to protest his new misguided proposed legislation. It's Senate Bill 0015, and it would require products that are labeled as dietary supplements or nutritional supplements to carry a label stating whether the product has or has not been tested by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So, okay. Now, that's, I mean, at some level, that sounds reasonable. You know, is this product like an approved product or is it not an approved product? But this is totally absurd because the truth of the matter is that the FDA doesn't test any products a priori whatsoever. And supplements are already rigorously regulated by multiple federal agencies. So, in other words, you don't go to the FDA and say, can I market this supplement? I mean, some people wish that you could, but that would make the supplement, it would really cripple the supplement industry because that process, drug companies are already subject to that process, and it costs tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to go through that process. So for each and every supplement that you'd want to market, you'd have to go to the FDA and say, could you, pretty please, or is it okay? Is this safe? Is, you know, we have to do lots and lots of research and, you know, safety time. Okay, fine. Yeah, all right. Well, these are supplements. These aren't synthetic drugs. So there's some boilerplate language at ANH-USA so that you can craft your own letter. You can customize it if you want, or you can just use the boilerplate and sign it. And we're writing to Kenneth LaValle and saying, your label would tremendously confuse New York consumers about the regulation and safety of supplements, and this will ultimately harm consumers, your constituents, poisoning the well for supplement use, because people say, well, it's not approved by the FDA. Well, nothing is approved by the zero. Nothing. Every product that is marketed in New York State would have to carry this warning label, and that would place an unacceptable burden on supplement manufacturers because they have to make supplement labels for 49 states and then for special different supplement labels for New York State. And guess what? The supplement industry is a big economic force in the state of New York. So you would cripple that industry, putting countless people out of work, people who work in, you know, health food stores, nutritionally oriented pharmacies, and even the manufacturers of supplements, some of whom are located in New York. Well, maybe they would just decamp. They would leave New York. They would decide, no, we can't even do business in New York, thus unemploying hundreds and hundreds of New York workers and causing hardship to thousands of people who are in their families. The letter continues to require a label to state whether a product has been tested by the FDA. When the FDA doesn't do any testing at all, deliberately misleads the public about the regulatory system, and it also appears to cast doubt on the safety of nutritional supplements when they've been proven safe again and again. So for these reasons, we say to State Senator Kenneth LaValle, please withdraw this bill and do not introduce similar legislation in the future. Yeah, you know, we know you're probably trying to do good, but you are woefully misinformed. And I'd be happy to meet with the state senator or any representative of his office to explain the situation to him because, while I don't vote in his district, I am a constituent, and a citizen of the state of New York. And we don't want this. We really don't need more regs in this vastly overregulated state. And on top of it, he's a Republican, too, supposedly, therefore reducing the regulatory burden on industry. And this flies directly in the face of that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Should you care to call? We got lots to talk about this hour. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit about e-cigarettes. Better than cigarettes or potentially more harmful?
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and need I mention it's extremely cold here in the Northeast. 80 degrees in California, so that's of no consequence to you guys, but a hoarfrost is descending on the Northeast. It's going to turn the entire region into a frozen tundra, so grab your loved ones and wrap yourselves in heat-reflective duct tape. Or queue up about 10 episodes of Mad Men, or maybe you want to download about a dozen podcasts of Intelligent Medicine and wait it out, because it's going to be brutal. And a very happy Valentine's Day to you. A Valentine's Day present to you awaits you at drhoffman.com, because I've got the 10 ways that food can either augment or interfere with your sex life. You can find it at drhoffman.com. And we got phone calls, 888-302-3684. We got Walter, who's in Manhattan, New York. Hey, Walter, you hunkering down for the cold?
Oh, it's cold as heck, New York.
Cold as heck, yes.
That going on. I would usually walk the High Line, but at 87, I don't think I want to do that.
Not today. You know, walk around your living room, you know, to something else.
What is this latest news about glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate A? I always heard that chondroitin sulfate A was not well absorbed because the Dalton size of the molecule was too big.
Oh, yeah, you're a science wonk, I can tell. Yeah, okay, here's the deal. Chondroitin was thought originally, you know, the absorption of things through the gastrointestinal tract is limited by the size of the molecule. So, for example, things that are very well absorbed, alcohol is really well absorbed because, as you probably a science guy, know alcohol is a very small molecule. So, boom, you know, you drink it and whew, right away it goes in your bloodstream and you get intoxicated. And the same thing with things like, you know, sodium chloride, small molecule, salt goes whew, right into your system. But big molecules tend to get broken down by the digestive system, and then they are rendered inoperable. Or the big molecules, they're just too big to go through the tiny pores in your digestive tract to get into your system. But actually, studies now show that chondroitin is absorbed to some extent. And it was once thought, yeah, don't bother taking chondroitin. Just take the glucosamine because chondroitin is bogus. But now the combination appears to be better than just glucosamine alone. So in the European study, I actually cited it last hour. If you go back to the podcast, those of you who are in New York, if you didn't listen to hour one, the podcasts are available at drhoffman.com. We put them up on Monday morning. We talked about a new study that shows that glucosamine hydrochloride with chondroitin sulfate, 500 milligrams of glucosamine sulfate and glucosamine hydrochloride and 400 milligrams of chondroitin sulfate three times daily was as effective as a popular arthritis prescription medication, Celebrex, in a four-country study done in Europe. And that should resurrect glucosamine chondroitin as a plausible treatment for arthritis. And this was actually in people with fairly substantial pain, not just mild to moderate pain, but you know, severe osteoarthritis. So that was a good vindication of that. You know, so I think, look, the story has been back and forth on glucosamine. They thought they closed the lid on it with some studies previously that showed it was not effective, but previous studies showed it was effective. It's almost like every few months a study comes out contradicting the other one, the latest showing that glucosamine with chondroitin is effective. And the product that I recommend is, it's called Avasoy Complete. It also has ASU in it, which is a popular supplement used in Europe. It's avocado soy unsaponifiable, ASU. And it seems to augment the effects of glucosamine with chondroitin. So that's a triple action. Glucosamine with chondroitin plus ASU, Avasoy Complete. That's a good product that I use for myself. And, you know, I've warded off knee problems and joint problems with a lot of running and wear and tear, and it works for a lot of my patients. All right, so new study just came out. Fully a third of Americans seek help for their health outside their doctor's office. They are pursuing alternative medicine. This according to two new studies from the National Institutes of Health. Fish oil, the most common natural product taken by children and adults, 8% of adults, and that's an increase of 5% since 2007. Also popular, melatonin and probiotics. Their use has skyrocketed since the last survey in 2007. 21 million adults and 2 million children practice yoga. That's real popular. Also meditation, deep breathing. A lot of people pursuing natural medicine in this country. 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. We'll take more calls in just a moment on Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Taking an omega-3 has become part of my daily routine, but I did have some concerns about the environment and, quite frankly, the occasional fishy burp back. So I looked around and discovered a new eco-friendly and vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. While it's no secret growing older can be a challenge, my doctor stresses the importance of omega-3s in helping to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout all the stages of my life. I discovered that many health experts encourage supplementation with omega-3s to help support cardiovascular health, joint comfort and healthy cognition. Chia Omega is a high-quality, all-natural, plant-based line of supplements made from chia seed oil. Chia seeds are the richest and most sustainable natural sources of ALA Omega-3 on the planet, containing even more than fish or flax. Having choices concerning my health and making a conscientious change benefiting the environment feels empowering. That's why I switched to Chia Omega. You can get essential formulas Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores everywhere.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'd like to talk to you today. But if you can't get through to us today, we do podcasts, and you can email us your question. And we're not going to answer all the questions, but if you are sending us a question that's appropriate for our podcast, we will answer it, and we'll post it at drhoffman.com. You can download the podcast and get your question answered. Email us your questions to radioprogram, that's one word, radioprogram, at AOL.com. Please try to make your questions succinct. We can't deal with super complex medical problems, but if you've got a general question like, should I take this supplement for this, or what do you think of that supplement, or you know, what is a general approach to such and such, we'll be very happy to answer your question. Radioprogram at AOL.com, and we'll post it to our Q&A with Layla podcast. All right. Let's talk now to Judy, who is in Savannah, GA.
Hey, oh, that's beautiful day in Savannah.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that, because Savannah is a city that is definitely on my bucket list to visit. I really want to go down there.
Well, come on down. We got 55 degrees and sunny today.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
I'm watching golfers go by and walkers and having a great time.
Okay. Well, now that you've bummed me out, what's your question?
My question is, please tell me all you know about Raynaud's syndrome, its causes, and treatments, cure, if any.
Okay, so when it comes to Raynaud's, first of all, Raynaud's syndrome is probably, it's a good idea you're in Savannah, because if you're in New York, you'd be having a cold, white, painful fingertips. It's a circulatory problem that it's not related to heart problems. It's actually often related to autoimmune conditions. Do you have scleroderma, or do you have any kind of autoimmune condition, or you just have just that fingertip phenomenon?
I'm hypothyroid.
Okay, so that's an autoimmune condition. So chances are you got a little bit of autoimmunity going on. So this is a condition which can respond well to natural approaches. First of all, you want to dilate your arteries. The problem is your arteries are clamping down. They're constricting. And so things that help to dilate the arteries. Well, last hour we talked about cocoa. And cocoa actually has dilating properties on the arteries, helps circulation. So that's something you could do, but make sure you don't just eat a Mars bar, have a high-test cocoa in a 85-proof dark chocolate bar if you can hack it. Some people just don't like the flavor of dark chocolate. But specifically, there are things that help perfusion. Perfusion means the ability of blood to get through a constricted blood vessel. And one product that I like, it's actually called Perfusia, P-E-R-F-U-S-I-A, and it contains arginine. Arginine is something that helps to promote nitric oxide production in the arteries. It helps to dilate blood vessels. So it's an obscure supplement. You can find it at drhoffman.com. And we use it for patients who have Raynaud's. Also, consider fish oil, and lots of fish oil, because fish oil has a relaxing effect on blood vessels. And plus, in cold weather, there's a change in viscosity sometimes of the blood. And marine mammals that live in cold waters are rich in omega-3 fatty acids precisely because they help to allow circulation under cold temperatures. Remember, these animals are not warm-blooded animals, and they need antifreeze in their circulatory systems, and therefore they're chock full of omega-3 fatty acids, tuna and salmon and so on. So also garlic has dilating effects on blood vessels. You can consider garlic products. Kyolic is the brand that we like around here. Magnesium. Magnesium also, there's nothing like the flush that we see in people's faces when we give them an intravenous magnesium infusion. We call them Myers cocktails, but it actually causes an opening of blood vessels, a mild, pleasant flushing sensation as blood circulates to parts of your body. And grapeseed, pycnogenol, these are some things that can be helpful as well to promote circulation, although pycnogenol is known mostly for helping venous circulation, although it does help arterial circulation. It's the arteries that are clamping down in Raynaud's syndrome. And, if there's an autoimmune condition, you want to get to the root of the autoimmune condition. Is there a food intolerance or is there leaky gut syndrome? Is there an imbalance in nutrients that may contribute to the autoimmune syndrome? And, then we really target the cause of the problem. But for symptomatic relief, those are some things. Perfusium, magnesium, grapeseed, pycnogenol, even beetroot extracts. The beetroot extracts are rich in the nitrates that are building blocks for nitric oxide in the bloodstream, and they actually promote circulation along lines of the Viagra principle that dilates blood vessels in another part of your body, but can also be helpful. One of the side effects of Viagra that's unpleasant for some people, but in the case of Raynaud's might be beneficial, is flushing. uncomfortable flushing. Well, it's dilating blood vessels, and that actually may help to promote circulation to the hands and feet. All right, 888-302-3684. And this item, boy, I really feel vindicated by this. You know how often we're harping on how the government recommendations, eat low fat, avoid cholesterol, substitute vegetable oils for dairy products, high fat dairy products, make sure you have skim milk, skim yogurt. No fat shall reach your lips. No fat shall pass your lips. No fat shall reach your hips is the theory. But it turns out that all that advice has been misguided, and the U.S. government is poised to withdraw longstanding warnings about cholesterol. This, according to headlines in the Washington Post this week, the nation's top nutrition advisory panel, the panel that informs the DGA, the Dietary Guidelines for America, has decided to drop its caution about eating cholesterol-laden food. That could undo almost 40 years of government warnings about the consumption of cholesterol. And they're a little wishy-washy about it. They're not quite ready to let go on the saturated fat thing, but latest studies are showing that high-fat dairy, not contributory to cardiovascular disease, to au contraire, in fact, may exert protective effects. So this whole low-fat dogma is crumbling before our very eyes, and we told you so here from this very bully pulpit. You see the story develop over the next few weeks, but nutritionists said lifting of the cholesterol warning is long overdue, noting that the United States is out of step with other countries where diet guidelines do not single out cholesterol. So the forthcoming version of the dietary guidelines is going to downplay discouraging patients from consuming eggs and cholesterol-rich foods. They're not quite there yet, but at least it's a correction, and they're moving in the right direction. Let's talk to Laura in Jackson Heights, New York. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. It's great talking to you. I'm a longtime listener. I'm sorry I need your help now. I'm getting chemotherapy and radiation for a colon polyp.
Wait. That's more than a colon polyp. If you polyps don't require chemotherapy and radiation. This is colon cancer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you had the finding of a growth that may have been suspected as a polyp once, but they verified that you had colon cancer. Were you getting radiation and chemotherapy because they thought it had spread?
No, they didn't want to stop it. They want to shrink it.
Okay, so that's your understanding, is that it hasn't spread. Yeah, generally, if it's very localized, if it's very localized, they don't do chemotherapy. But if it's the possibility of spread, they may do that to prevent spread. Okay.
It hasn't spread, so that's what they're doing. I'm taking Zoloda, and that's one of the problems. It bleeds, evidently, and I have anemia, and those are my two things, what should I do for the anemia and for vitamin
D? Well, it's complicated. Obviously, a case like yours is the kind of a case that we would handle in depth in the office because cancer is complicated and, we'd have to know more about your history and why you're bleeding. It could be you're bleeding because of poor healing from the site of the surgery where the cancer was taken out, or it could be that it's a chemo effect. And if it's if it's because you bled too much, you need iron. But if it's not, iron could actually backfire because it's a pro-oxidant. You don't want to use iron. Anemia can sometimes occur in the setting of cancer and chemotherapy. And taking iron is actually going to be counterproductive. So, yeah, I'm not sure how to target your anemia per se. But, look, there's some things you can do when – and I can't give you there are certain constraints about advising patients who are on chemotherapy to take vitamins on the air. I'm sure you recognize that I don't want to get into a shoving match with an oncologist who may say, well, don't take supplements. A lot of them do. But certain supplements you can take to maintain stamina and energy in the face of chemotherapy. Among them, ginseng. Ginseng is actually very helpful. It's certainly not going to make the cancer worse, and it's not going to antagonize the chemotherapy. So you can use that. You can also take some form of glutathione-rich whey protein, to help prevent weight loss and, losing your muscle reserves while you undergo this treatment, because you can actually be rendered frail by cancer treatment. You might take higher doses of vitamin D because vitamin D has a generally anti-cancer effect, and fish oil is generally safe and effective and won't interfere with chemotherapy, and has an anti-cancer effect, but also has it helps to reduce what's called cancer cachexia, which is the dramatic and dangerous weight loss that occurs when patients are have trouble eating and cancer's making them waste away. So those are some things that you could contemplate. Carnitine is generally helpful for forestalling cancer fatigue. And you might take something called NT factor. NT factor is something that helps to stabilize the membranes of cells and helps, I found it remarkably helpful for many of my patients who are, weak and tired in the face of cancer treatment. There are specific therapies that are an adjunct to chemotherapy for cancer that I use at the Hoffman Center. Intravenous vitamin C is very helpful for many of my cancer patients. I, have been working with some of my cancer patients literally for years, staving off metastatic cancer with high-dose intravenous vitamin C. And I'm not saying that intravenous vitamin C is some panacea for cancer, but as an adjunct to the right kind of care, diet, other supplements, conventional treatments, intravenous vitamin C really helps to inhibit the growth of cancer cells. So I don't know precisely what stage of cancer you have. It's unclear to me, but those are some general pieces of advice that you can adhere to and safely follow without mucking up your conventional therapy. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'll continue to take your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Chiodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Chio Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. Ahira's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. Ahira's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. Ahira takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. Ahira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. A very happy Valentine's Day to y'all. And check out our article on the 10 foods that can improve or impede your sex life at drhoffman.com. Let's talk to Walter. Walter's in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Hi, Walter.
Hello, doctor.
Hi.
I'm calling you because my daughter suffers from asthma.
Okay.
And she gets shots, you know.
Allergy shots.
Huh?
Allergy shots.
How are they?
No, allergy shots. She's getting allergy shots, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so you want to know what she can do nutritionally, what supplements she can take for asthma.
There's doctors that tell her there's nothing they can do for asthma.
Well, that's not true. So let's go through some of the things that can be helpful for asthma. And, you know, look, I mean, we see a lot of patients with asthma at the Hoffman Center. And, you know, current management of asthma is with various medications that alleviate the symptoms and can certainly be protect a patient from a disastrous complication of asthma, hospitalization, or even death. And so, you know, medication is sometimes warranted, but here's some things you can do. First of all, anyone with asthma should be taking lots of omega-3 fish oil because it has an anti-inflammatory effect, and it helps to dilate the bronchioles, the conduits for air into the lungs. Also, most patients with asthma need more vitamin D. There's a strong correlation between vitamin D deficiency and asthma. And many patients require fairly high doses, 5,000, even 7,000 to 10,000 a day, because asthma, there's something about asthma that seems to eat up a person's vitamin D. So those are some things that can be helpful. Curcumin is an anti-inflammatory nutraceutical that reduces inflammation in the air passageways in the lungs. There's a new thing for asthma that we're beginning to explore. It's called black cumin seed, and it's an oil which you can take as an oil, or you can take it in a capsule form. And it, according to some research, it actually may have really nice anti-inflammatory effect in asthma. Let's not forget ginkgo. Ginkgo biloba we tend to think of as something that makes you smarter, enhances brain circulation, combats Alzheimer's, but it also seems to have an anti-asthma effect. So those are some things to take. And, you know, there's certain herbs that can be helpful for the lungs, yarrow and elecampane, black cherry root for coughs. Or wild cherry root. These are some things that can be helpful. Also, patients with asthma should be taking a clear nasal spray because the bacteria that line the nasal passages sometimes have a way of getting into the lungs, and they trigger inflammation and infection and allergy. And so clearing out the nasal passages with clear nasal spray is something I insist on for all my patients with asthma. So there's, you know, diet, of course. I mean, patients who have a gluten intolerance and have asthma, they're much worse off than if they get rid of gluten. It could be dairy. It could be any other food based on, you know, testing or trial of elimination. Those are some things we do for asthma that can be helpful. Let's squeeze in another call with Leon. How you doing, Leon?
Hello. About 2 years ago, I had an operation on my prostate. Didn't go well. It wasn't cancer.
So it was for an enlarged prostate, right?
Yeah, and I tried to make it a little better so I could urinate. I was getting up six times a night.
What has it led to?
It led to a 5-month infection.
Right.
Bubbles in the urine now, and I lost 30 pounds.
But wait, you told our call screener that you were worried about weight loss.
Yeah, lost 30 pounds. I can't gain it back.
Okay, so let me address that concern, okay? Because this what you're describing is a fairly common problem. And it's the problem of slimming down in old age. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get older and they get fatter. But one of the problems that often occurs is you reach a certain point where all of a sudden you can't, you know, due to illness, due to debility, due to aging itself, you start losing weight uncontrollably. And that's called sarcopenia. It's mostly the loss of, you lose fat, but you also lose muscle and you become frail. And this is something that, you know, we really got to address in medicine because we're not doing a good job. Some things that can help. Well, number one, you know, we've got to make sure that your prostate is not cancerous. But if your prostate is not cancerous, you can take anabolic things like DHEA or even testosterone to build you up. And that can be really helpful to men to make them stronger, to increase mood, but also to help them put on muscle or at least stave off muscle loss. There's a really interesting article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week about how you can stave off sarcopenia in older age. And they did a study with older age individuals. And what they did is most of these individuals were overweight, so they put them on a diet. Now, what happens when you put an older person on a diet is they lose fat, but they also lose muscle, which is not good. So in one half of the group, they gave them whey protein that was enriched with leucine, which is an amino acid, L-E-U-C-I-N-E. And I've been using this stuff for a while. Whey protein plus leucine did something remarkable. It allowed these folks to completely prevent the muscle loss that was associated with dieting to lose fat. So they lost just fat, and it staved off the weakening that can occur with muscle loss. So a very good treatment for sarcopenia, get a good whey protein that's highly absorbable. You can mix it with a little coconut oil, which is a good source of MCTs, very highly absorbable calories that are not harmful to, you know, it's a fat, but it's not harmful to the heart. And mix it up in a blender, put some berries in, whatever to flavor it. And you've got a great antidote to weight loss, the involuntary weight loss that occurs with aging. So it's whey protein plus leucine, and that can be a very helpful antidote to sarcopenia. Thanks very much for joining us, folks. Remember, check out drhoffman.com. Lots more content there. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great Valentine's Day.